The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM Stereo.
Welcome back to the 10 a.m. Express, and the time has gone just 14 minutes after the hour of 11. Our next guest online is Shanice Gowden, and she's speaking to us about learning robotics and coding online. Of course, we know that no get-togethers, and might be running out of ideas for our kids by now, so she's come to rescue you if you are a mom and your kid is interested in robotics. So good afternoon, or good morning, rather, Shanice. How are you doing?
Morning. Thanks for having me. I'm well, and yourself?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I think our younger ones are so excited to hear from you this morning.
I hope I can inspire them.
Okay, so please tell us more about Africa Teen Geeks, and when was it founded, and what services do you offer?
Africa Teen Geeks was founded in 2014 and has since grown to become the largest computer science nonprofit organization in Africa. We aim to educate, inspire, and equip young people with the skills, resources, and experience to pursue STEM careers and close the opportunity gap through quality education. We have various initiatives, primarily focusing on the disadvantaged communities to ensure that youth are equipped for a changing world. Thousands of kids have been trained through our initiatives, such as the STEM Digital School, Knit to Code, the Girl Geek Summit, and the coding classes that we run in communities. We have also developed the coding and robotics curriculum in partnership with the Department of Basic Education.
Shanice, that sounds like a whole lot of things happening all
yes,
at once. Please tell us about the robotics and coding online course, especially for the holiday period. As we know, kids are still on holiday. They have quite a long holiday this year. And I'm sure that for those who are interested, they'd like to know.
So Africa Teen Geeks is currently running coding and robotics classes from the 4th to the 22nd of January, all online. With the extended school program, like you mentioned, and parents going back to work, this program is a fun way to keep kids occupied while they learn valuable skills. The classes are run daily for grades R to 12 and are taught by professional teachers. These classes are all run off the Miss Zora platform, which was developed by Appadiatis in partnership with Africa Teen Geeks. Basically, parents can register the kids on the platform for free, and the platform has been zero-rated on Telkom and MTN, so classes are free as well. All videos are then uploaded to the Miss Zora platform, as well as the Africa Teen Geeks YouTube site for further reference. Okay. Another unique feature of the school is the industry expert speakers. So this includes people like Dr. Marion Croak, who patented voiceover IP and is the vice president of engineering at Google. These speakers talk about their professional experience to get kids inspired to pursue STEM and help them see the art of the possible.
Okay, now Shanice, you mentioned that these courses are going for free, but what are the criteria that parents need to know as to how to register for the course, and obviously looking at age and so forth? Must you also know how to work a computer? I'm sure some people might be asking as well.
There's absolutely no criteria to join. The class is completely open to all kids. Parents may register their kids via the Miss Zora or the Africa Teen Geeks website for free. As with regards to if you need to know how to work a computer, basic knowledge on how to use a computer would be beneficial. However, we have brilliant teachers who are able to guide students step by step on how to use the platform and a computer to get these things done.
Okay, now Shanice, the next question would be, I think, for parents are, what are the age groups that you guys focus on?
We focus on kids age 6 to 18 with a particular focus on inspiring girls specifically. However, we have received some very positive feedback from parents who seem to be enjoying the program more than their kids.
Okay, I'm not surprised by that, Shanice, I must say. It's really interesting. I myself, when I saw this topic on the agenda for today, something I might be interested in learning about. So now, do you have a branch in Cape Town, and where are you guys located?
We are based in Joburg, but we provide services throughout South Africa. Due to the pandemic, most of our work is online, but we are hoping to get back to in-person engagement next year, which may actually bring us to Cape Town.
Awesome. How can our listeners get involved and, you know, make contact with you and find out more information if they do want to know more about this and getting their kids or themselves enrolled?
We encourage your listeners to register their kids for the coding classes, like I mentioned, on Miss Sora or Africa Teen Geeks. Kids can also catch up any missed lessons via the YouTube channel, and you can also follow us on social media. If you need to reach us directly, you can do so by emailing info@AfricaTeenGeeks or through the Africa Teen Geeks website. We are very active on social media. You can reach us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn.
Any final words from your side, Shanice?
I think it's just that South Africa is experiencing a digital skills gap, and children are not currently equipped with the right skills for the 4IR and the future world of work. And the earlier kids get involved, the less daunting coding seems as a whole. I think this is a great opportunity to give your kids a head start, and as Africa Teen Geeks wants to inspire the next generation of tech innovators.
Shanice, thank you so much for joining us this morning, telling us all about robotics and how we can get involved in this coding online as well. And I think if kids have no idea what this is about, this is going to be an awesome introduction and a way to keep them busy as well. So well done to you guys, and thank you once again for joining us. We wish you all of the best until we speak again. Bye-bye, Shanice.
Bye-bye. Thank you for having us.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you. And that was Shanice Gundin, and she's the Managing Director of Africa Teen Geeks.